Psalm 148. I want to read a passage in the Old Testament and a passage in the New Testament. And the message today is thanksgiving to God from the hearts of old men and young men and children. So I shall read a psalm and then a portion in the New Testament about this subject. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them for ever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens, and he hath lifted up the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. And now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. I write unto you, my little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written unto you, little children, because you know the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, we are thankful for the different occasions that come to our attention through the year. You are he who has ordained such things. We remember the seven feasts that you arranged for the children of Israel. Some of them times to rejoice, and some of them time to afflict their souls. And our God, let us know that there are times when we should mourn, and there are times when we should rejoice. And at this time of the year, we have to give thanksgiving, not only because it is a proclamation by those leaders of our nation socially, but because, our Father, it is a time that we gladly embrace, just as that time that the world will celebrate in their own way. We embrace that too. And so for every occasion, individual and national, to thank you. We thank you for this, and for remembering your Son, our God, for all of these things. We give you thanks. And so we pray that this day from the portions we have read, that you will give utterance to thy servant, that the souls of those who are here may be blessed. You know our sins, we confess them, be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse, and glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. The thanksgiving and praise and worship of old men is different from that of young men and of children. At times when you hear a young man praying and preaching like an old man, you smile. And at times when you hear an old man praying and preaching like a child, then your heart is broken. But there is a way for children to thank God, and for young men to thank God, and for old men to thank God. And if it comes naturally, there is nothing more beautiful and nothing that will bless your heart more than hearing a child of God, in whatever age group he is, praising God from the heart as the Spirit gives him utterance. And that is why I read from Psalm 148 and from the first epistle of John, because it gives us the three categories. In John's epistle, there are probably two, but we're going to look at it as three categories. Listen to them. I write unto you, fathers. I write unto you, young men. I write unto you, children. And then, in Psalm 148, it speaks of young men and old men and children. So, they're put in different categories. And God, in His Word, places men in certain categories. In the civil positions that the Israelites held, and also in the spiritual positions that Israel held. There were age groups for the priests and the Levites that were to serve God. And there were age groups of the ordinary children of Israel when it came to their value, their estimation. And so it speaks of those that are 1 month to 5 years of age as being worth 5 shekels, and 5 years to 20 years of age, 20 shekels, and from 20 years of age to 60 years of age, 50 shekels. And so at different times in life, there is, according to God, a different estimation upon the worth of people. And one other thing, I did not tell you about this one, but it says, and anyone who is from 60 upward, his worth is reduced from 50 shekels to 15 shekels. And this happened to me years ago. I preached in Raleigh for so many years, and as I recall, it was on my 60th birthday, and I brought out these threefold categories about young men, and then middle-aged, and then old men, 60 and over. And I made the mistake of saying that instead of worth 50 shekels, they were only worth 15 shekels after 60 years of age. And so I was 60 and over, and the treasurer came up to me and he said, I heard what you said about what you were worth up until you were 60, but now you are over 60, and so we're going to reduce the gifts that we're giving you. And so that time, I spoke too clearly and brought out too much. But now that I'm 75, there's no doubt in what category I find myself. I am among old men. And those that are younger are the young men, and those that are younger than they are children. But what God tells us in Psalm 148 is that all of them are to praise the Lord. Now, if I mention prayer, it is an inclusive word. Prayer is speaking to God. And you can speak to God about ever so many things. In praying to God, you may ask Him for things, or at the same time, in prayer, you may give to God. So, when you ask God for things, it is supplication. And when you give things to God in prayer, that is worship. And worship includes praise and thanksgiving and exaltation of God. So today it is thanksgiving, but you will find if you read in the Psalms, which mostly have references to thanksgiving and praise and worship, you will find that there is a great variety of words used, because I told you that prayer means speaking to God in asking and in communing with Him, but it also means giving to God. And that is what is of the greatest importance. This is thanksgiving. And since it is thanksgiving, it is that part of worship which gives to God. In the Old Testament, there were thank offerings. But now it says in Hebrews, we offer up spiritual sacrifices to God, the fruit of our lips. With their physical ability, they would go through the flock and find a perfect sheep and then bring it to God and offer it for sacrifice. Now, what we are to do is to look at that sheep and see its perfections, and then see in that sheep the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and then articulate, then tell God about the spiritual significance of that sheep, and then we are worshiping God the way He would have us to worship Him. People fail to understand this, but when they brought a lamb to God to offer in sacrifice, they did not simply bring it and give it to the priest, but they brought the lamb. They had to search it out, and it had to be of a certain quality. And then when they brought it in, they had to kill the lamb, and then they had to dissect the lamb. They did all of that. And then when they had done those things, then the priest took them and offered them upon the altar. And for that reason, a man has to find the lamb, and then he has to dissect the lamb, and he brings to his remembrance the leg, the heave breast, the wave thigh, the inward parts, and all of these things. God is telling us about the different parts of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The legs, the strength of Christ. The breast, the love of Christ. The inward parts, the thoughts and meditations of Christ on His Father. And you simply look at this lamb and you see those things that remind us of Christ. And then, since that lamb is given to God, it is worshiping, thanking, praising God. They did it with lambs, with material gifts in the Old Testament, and we can still worship God with such sacrifices. God is well pleased when we give things to God. But in Hebrews it says to give Him the fruit of our lips, praise unto our God. And for that reason, no matter what age you are, God expects this to be fulfilled in your life. Be ye thankful. Become thankful. And if that is so, then thanks is not something that is natural and spontaneous, but it is something that has to be acquired, and it has to be cultivated or else it's not there. There are two things. In Colossians 3 it says, be ye thankful. And in Romans chapter 1 concerning mankind it said, they were not thankful. And because they were not thankful, God blinded their minds, sent delusion upon them. He allowed them to become depraved because they were not thankful. Because when something was given to them, they did not give thanks to God for what they had given. And because of that, their thoughts of God were clouded and then darkened, and they went down and down until finally they were abominable creatures. They perverted their bodies, and God turned them over. God abandoned them. And that is the sad thing. That is why God says, be ye thankful. Because if you are thankful, then there is something that is right for the first time in your heart. But if it's not there, you must discipline yourself and be thankful, become thankful. Why? I remember in Luke chapter 17 that there were 10 lepers who cried out to the Lord to have mercy upon them. And our Savior said, go show yourselves to the priests. And they went on their way. But as they went, one of them looked at that vile body that had been his, and he saw that he was healed. And it said he turned back and fell upon his face and gave God thanks. And the Lord Jesus said, were there not 10 that were cleansed? But where are the 9? And so here was one who received something from God, but only one returned to give thanks to God. And so thanks is not a natural thing for some. It is a thing that must be thought of. Children must be reminded to give thanks. And sad to say, some of the commended servants of God have to be reminded to give thanks as well. Why? Because not only receiving gifts, but giving gifts, I thought, and 3 brethren whom you would know, I have sent them gifts, and never received a thank you from them. Such a strange thing. So strange. Always, whatever is given, I make it a point to give thanks. But who could imagine the Lord's servants neglecting to do such a thing? That is why God says, be ye thankful. It is not something that will automatically take place, but it is something that you have to teach your children until what they do, because of instruction, perhaps someday it will arise naturally in their heart. And then when they receive a gift, they say thank you. So many gifts given to children at certain times of the year, and some never respond. Gifts given when there are weddings, when there are graduations, gifts given. Never hear from some. And so it exposes the character of these individuals. It shows that something is lacking, not only spiritually, but courteously, according to the world's standards. And so that's why God says, be ye thankful. And as you think of those that are to praise God and to be thankful to God, it speaks of children and it speaks of young men, and it speaks of fathers. And there was so much material concerning those of different ages that I rejoice to read it. And concerning the old, there were old ones. 2 men, one was 60, and that was Paul. He was about 60 years of age, and he spoke of himself as Paul the Aged. And then there was Barzillai, who was 80 years of age, and God tells us he was an aged man. And so, from the estimations I told you about from Leviticus chapter 27, from 20 to 60, why, that is when man is in his prime. But it said, after 60, then his worth goes down from 50 shekels to 15 shekels. And I want all of you to forget about that and me. But what happens is that there was the prime of a man's life, and then there was the twilight of a man's life. But it does not mean that the worship that he can give to God, the thanks that he can give to God, is inferior. But it says this in Psalm 92, that those that are God's children bear fruit in old age. And I'm 75, and I still hope to improve and to bring forth fruit to God at this advanced age. For this reason, I've been preaching for ever so many years, and when I was 40 years old, I had been known to preach good messages, and I gave a message that was good when I was, say, 40 years old, and Edwin Gibbs, Alfred P. Gibbs' twin brother, was listening. And one brother went up and said to him, "Wasn't that a good message from that young man?" And Edwin Gibbs said, "Yes, but he hasn't as yet reached his prime." So, 40 years of age, and I've been preaching for 10 years. And so when young men come and say to me, "I've been preaching, when am I going to get good?" I said, "Well, perhaps when you're 50 years old." And they are discouraged. But this is what I've found, that God does not allow young men to preach better than old men. But you listen to young men, and you rejoice, and you see promise, but you understand that they are young men, and there are certain characteristics about them that are true in their preaching, and in old men, there are certain characteristics about them. If they have developed as they should, sad to say, some in their old age retrogress, and instead of improving, instead of reaching their potential, they retrogress and they go backward, and it is a shame. And that is what I've asked God to do. Lord, when I'm no longer able to give profitable ministry to the people of God, let me keep my mouth shut, because some are old and do not realize it and try to do as they did in their youth, but they're not able. What happens is this. David was one who could fight giants in his youth. But then he who was a young man fought for so many years, and one day he was fighting the son of a giant, and that giant was going to kill him. But his nephew came and delivered David, and they said to him, "No more. You are not going out in battle anymore." And that is why God says that they became men of war when they were 20 years of age. That's when they were all enrolled, and they were called men of war. But then, after a certain period of time in the priesthood, they were retired. They could do other work, but they could not do the work that they should have done in their prime. And David was prepared to go out and do these things in his old age, but he was not able. Listen to what David says in his young days, not as a child, but in his youth. He says in Psalm 18 concerning God, he said, "God, you teach my hands to war." And he said, "By thee I run upon a troop, and by thee I leap over a wall." And I can remember in my youth when I could do those things, but I'm not able to do them now, and I understand that. And because of that, you bring forth fruit to God in a different way than you did in your youth. This is what it says about those in 1 John chapter 2. Said, "I write unto you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake." And so every youthful child of God knows this, my sins are forgiven. And then it says again, I write unto you because you know the Father, and every young person whose sins have been forgiven, every one is able to lift his eyes to heaven and say, my Father, which art in heaven. He knows his sins are forgiven. He knows his Father is in heaven. But concerning young men, they become warriors. And it says, I write unto you young men because you have overcome the evil one. Because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you. And you have overcome the evil one. There is the ability to fight, to do battle for the Lord in young men, younger men. But then it says concerning the fathers, the old ones, I write unto you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning. Simply a full knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, the nearest thing that we are able to realize when the Lord Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. And then he said, no man knoweth the Son save the Father. He says, no man knoweth the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever he will reveal him. That's what he said concerning the Father. But concerning himself, he said, no man knows the Son except the Father. But that is a relative thing, because I know whom I have believed, but I do not know him in his fullness. But as I become an old man, it says, I write unto you fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Concerning the others, concerning children, one thing is said and an additional thing is said. Concerning young men, one thing is said and additional things are said. Concerning old men, one thing is said. Why? Because knowing Christ intimately, fully, enlightened by the Spirit of God, why, you can go no higher than that. That's what Paul said. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, that I may know him. And that is one of the realizations in life of old men that you young men and women cannot realize until you become old men. This is what David says. He says, I have been young, and now I am old. And that is one thing that old men can say that no young person can say. I have been young, but now I am old. And they can give their observations of life as old men. And they can worship God and can express their understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that young people cannot. But all young people, when they grow in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they become old men. And then it is said of them, I write unto you fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. And so God wants thanksgiving and praise and worship from the hearts of old men and young men and children. And let us be among those who give God that which he is seeking. Let us pray. Our Father, having given so much to us, we thank you that from the beginning you privileged your creatures to give back to you. Did not even Cain give the fruit of the earth, and Abel give a lamb from the very beginning? And did you not say at harvest time that you were to be remembered with the material things that you had given to the nation of Israel? And now, Father, you expect the same things of us, and we are thankful that we can give to you in our different capacities, and you accept them all. The gifts of children and the thanksgiving and praise of children and of young men and of old men. And thou hast told us that all of your creatures, not only man made in your likeness and image, but your whole creation is to give praise and thanks to God. And we who are among those that are created in your image and likeness, this day we realize our indebtedness to Thee, and we can say, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, and thanks, our Father, to You for Your goodness to us and Your faithfulness to us throughout our whole life long. And so for these who are children, our God, let them grow up to be Christian young men and women, and the young ones to grow stronger, our God, and become fathers, and to be able to have it said of them, You know Him who is from the beginning. Our Father, let us develop and grow and become fathers and bring forth fruit in our old age. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.